From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. In the skies over the northern Iraqi city of Mosul today, two American Black Hawk helicopters collided and crashed. The U.S. military said 12 coalition personnel were killed, 9 were injured. A soldier at the scene said one of the helicopters was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. Earlier in the day, the Iraqi Governing Council announced that a provisional Iraqi government will be in place by the end of June, and the American Occupation Authority will be dissolved. We'll discuss that move with some analysts in Washington, but we begin our coverage tonight with NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Baghdad.
The deadly crash in Mosul was a heavy blow to the 101st Airborne Division. One Iraqi eyewitness said two Black Hawks were flying low, one of them on fire, when they collided in midair. Military spokesmen in Mosul and Baghdad did not confirm the report of a soldier on the scene that one helicopter was hit in the tail by a rocket-propelled grenade. If that is confirmed, that would make 4 military helicopters taken down by hostile fire in the past 3 weeks, killing 34 American soldiers. Troops with the 101st stepped up their operations against insurgents this week, warning of an increase in attacks as the holiday marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan approaches. In Baghdad, the agreement between top U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer and the 24-member Iraqi Governing Council was described by U.S. officials as an important step toward restoring Iraqi sovereignty. It was described by Iraqi officials as spelling out a clear end to the American occupation of their country, although U.S. troops would almost certainly remain in the country after the handover of political power. The diverse council, with its presidency rotating every month, was stymied in its effort to meet a United Nations deadline of December 15th for mapping out the process for a new Iraqi constitution. Now that deadline has been swept away by this agreement, which calls on the council to approve a basic law by the end of February. Then a series of regional caucuses would help identify candidates for a transitional assembly. That assembly, in turn, would create the provisional Iraqi government by the end of June. Ahmed Chalabi of the Iraqi National Congress says once those goals are met, Iraqis would regain control of their country.
And with its assumption of power, the state of occupation will end. The CPA, the Coalition Provisional Authority, will be dissolved, and the Governing Council will end with the establishment of an Iraqi provisional government with full sovereignty.
Once the occupation authority is dissolved, U.S. troops would remain in the country at the invitation of the new Iraqi government. The provisional government's main tasks would be to oversee the drafting of a new constitution and the holding of nationwide elections by the end of 2005. A leading Iraqi official said the provisional government would have the authority to ask the U.S. troops to leave if it felt comfortable handling the security situation by next summer, but President Bush has said American forces will remain in the country until a stable and democratic Iraqi government is in place. In Washington, a senior White House official denied that election year politics played any role in the abrupt decision to shift policy and endorse a handover of power before a constitution is written. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.